From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is renewing his call for the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee to hold a hearing on what he calls the politicization within the Justice Department. The request comes after Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe shortly before McCabe was set to retire and receive his pension. Leahy serves on the Judiciary Committee. He says the firing of McCabe is an example of the Trump administration trying to intimidate members of the Justice Department and the FBI.
I don't know what McCabe did, but the way it's been handled publicly by the White House is trying to intimidate the investigation, and I don't think Bob Mueller will be intimidated by anybody.
Leahy was reiterating a January letter he sent to Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, in which he requested a minimum of a public hearing with leaders of the FBI. New England has gotten federal approval for a first-in-the-nation type of power supply auction. NEropeak reports the auction will let new renewable facilities take over for old fossil fuel plants on the grid.
Once a year, ISO New England holds an auction for power plants who want to supply power starting 3 years out. Now it's adding a new auction to the process for next year. ISO's chief economist Matthew White says it's designed to balance the impacts of outdated power plants with the glut of new state-subsidized renewable energy.
We can facilitate a market-friendly way for old obligations to get transferred to new obligations and help the states meet their environmental objectives in the course of doing so.
White says the new system should reduce emissions, shore up power supplies, and stabilize prices as the region transitions to new sources of energy. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.
The Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife says hunters took 13% more deer during last fall's hunting seasons than the average of the previous 3 years. Experts attribute the increase to mild weather the preceding two winters, which allowed more deer to survive. The state also issued more deer permits. A report released today showed hunters took close to 16,000 deer during Vermont's archery, youth, November rifle, and December muzzle loader seasons. The total harvest was the third highest since 2002, that according to Vermont's Deer Project leader. Burr and Burton Academy has received a $20 million donation to help upgrade its campus. Administrators announced the gift from Barry and Wendy Rowland to the Independent Manchester School on Thursday. It's one of the largest secondary school donations in state history. The funds will be used to complete a new classroom building and a green space. Eye in the sky forecast for the VPR listening region. The rest of today, mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably cold. Highs in the mid to upper 20s south, mid-20s in the Champlain Valley, and upper teens to low 20s elsewhere north. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.